ways the U.S. is being destroyed in under 2 minutes. One, open borders and illegal immigration. Two, rampant crime and unsafe cities. Three, mass addiction and fentanyl. Four, election insecurity and interference. Five, the educational indoctrination of children. Six, the asymmetrical weaponization of justice. Seven, the destruction of private property rights. Eight, inflation and debt. Nine, the global depopulation agenda. 10, record low fertility and plummeting birth rates. 11, unaccountable federal bureaucracies. 12, toxic food supply. 13, vaccine and pandemic disinformation. 14, the trans contagion and sterilization of children. 15, overprescription of pharmaceuticals. 16, destruction of the nuclear family and parental rights. 17, DEI and the new racism. 18, moral and societal decay. 19, the financing of endless foreign wars. 20, the sprawling surveillance state. 21, the centralization and consolidation of government power. 22, the destruction of trust in institutions. 23, the censorship industrial complex. 24, state media propaganda. 25, the smearing of those who challenge it.
Greetings, my fellow freedom loving sovereign thinkers. Thank you for tuning to L03 Podcast. My name is Craig, transmitting from the beautiful realms of the planet Earth. Today's date is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. This is episode 1726, Iran versus Israel. Minor attracted persons and 72 types of potential terrorists. Before I proceed, you can find me on multiple social media sites and podcast channels. Just type in Loki Luck number 3, Loki Luck Roman number 3 with the 3 eyes, or the Loki Luck Roman number 3 podcast. In addition, if you want to contact me on anything, send me information, questions, comments, etc. Whatever you do, please use the quorum. Reach me at ll3.podcast@proton.me. If you want to donate, go to paypal.me or cash.app/LokiLuck3. This was from a Twitter account named Western Lesbian. A warning to America, 25 ways the U.S. is being destroyed, explained under 2 minutes. Many like-minded individuals have been addressing this for a very long time. And history has been repeating itself, providing us nothing more than recycled pus. Club of Rome is in heat. The Rothschilds love funding wars from both sides. That includes Israel, Hamas, and NATO versus Russia, Ukraine, etc. It goes on and on and on. Having the state trying to tell the people, we know better than you how to raise your children. You are irresponsible because you don't comply to our ideology. Even if you criticize a nation like Israel, government, they'll label you anti-Semitic. Or if someone disagrees, may call you a racist. Her conformed rhetoric climaxes to beyond. Why they're trying to provide this for us? They want us at each other's throats, play that propaganda game, which Edward Bernays is really will be coming in his grave. And plus all the banksters, World Economic Forum, Trilateral Commission, etc. They want to see these United States crumble so they can conquer us all like peasants. A lot more than what it is. And of course, we all know that the Biden administration, Joe White Privilege 46, is just the piece of the chessboard. Delusional, pathetic, but a real habitual offender that comes through his career, even before he was chosen to be president, selected by the deep state. We have judges that involved in victimless crimes. People, we got an individual in New York City, likes to, is fascinated with firearm science, wants to gunsmith, and he gets harassed by the NYPD, the ATF, and the judge has the audacity. This is an anti-Second Amendment case in my courtroom. No, lady. It is the people of New York's courtroom, not yours. And had the audacity to say to the jury, make claim about the jury, that you got to convict or you suffer the consequences. You are nothing more than a treasonous bawd, a prostitute to the one world order. Another globalist and Jabama. And we got all these fools protesting. And don't get me wrong, there's some good people in these rallies. But many of them were hired, bust in, and paid to be there. And going this collective witch hunt. It's been going on for millenniums, folks. Don't fall for that hype. Stand with humanity, regardless. Defy tyranny in government. This is why I examine these events thoroughly to the best of my ability. Why? Who's benefiting from this? That's the question. Saw a video clip of one person or a group of fools in Midtown Manhattan in some refugee hotel, big fancy hotel. Have illegal aliens or fighting the streets with bats and chains and crap like that. Do it to a small town, they may get taken out and fed to the buzzards, the vultures. It's called garbage. Is everyone coming in and have those attributes? No. Many of them were being suckered, used, conned. Because they're leaving their areas, many of them, because they're crap holes. And plus, more sleeper cells are coming in. We got to learn to start thinking for ourselves a lot more thoroughly, folks, and prep to the best of our ability. Decentralization is the key. Not feds know best, which I know for sure. It's been a chilling time. The war on terror still continues. It's always been against its people. This is global too, by the way. You're a free thinker. You're a threat. You're a thought criminal. 1984 in reality. Man, I'm just... is still an exciting time to be alive. I remember reading about these, this data, the medicine, the Bible, Nostradamus books and documentaries, and even go a little bit further. None dare call it a conspiracy, and so forth. They're going for a lot of people, but now, it's been backfiring too. It just really inspires me not to be like them. Don't follow the herd. Be your own guiding light. of course, inspire others and have the mentors that you get inspired by and grab that torch of liberty. Don't matter where it's at. It looks like even in Cuba, people are saying, screw their government. It's over. Hope and pray for them. Even in South Africa. Hope and pray for them too. I do support the sovereign state of Good Hope. I can see them pursue secession from the centralization of the South African government because they have no interest on its own people. But for their little few of the disciples that can't think for themselves, never pay their dues. They want things handed on the silver platter. It's just one example. I gotta say on those that matter. And I noticed too, prices are skyrocketing. Of course, all hail the fiat currency. The Federal Reserve is illegal. Null and void. Yep. And why do some COVID vaccine side effects resemble symptoms of HIV? It's natural news and blacklisted news. What can we learn from our forever war in Ukraine, which you still have bars and nightclubs going crazy? Let's get you screwed and tattooed. Yep. Rothschild, another Rothschild war. News target here. Democrat congressional candidate roars, die, MAGA die, after vote to ban TikTok sends millions more, too. Okay. National polls, Britain's ex-immigration minister admits migrants are crushing national prosperity, not raising it. You gotta say illegal aliens. Don't say migrants. Oh, that word offends me. And of course, you got Katie Hobbs sides with criminal squatters. You still have the Castle Doctrine laws in Arizona, so if you have to use force, if necessary, so be it. Because the police aren't obligated to protect you. Every sheriff in those 14, 16 counties in Arizona should stand with the people and give Katie Hobbs the big middle finger. And this right down here, science, say if flu virus will be caused the next pandemic, shtfplan.com, more control, have us live in fear, make us watch the propaganda, mainstream media, manipulation. What have you learned from COVID or 9/11? You better start reviewing it. This is from Big League Politics. Petition for removal of Soros-funded District Attorney Jose Garza is accepted. Your news, U.S. Senate approves bill on TikTok divestment or ban with President Biden expected to sign into law. And like, sometimes people hate competition too, right? Let me see here. As we're here, Texas grand jury indicts 140 illegal immigrants over alleged southern border breach. Harvard student erect anti-Israel liberated Gaza camp on campus. That's post-millennial. Let's see here. Strange sounds. That would be for me too. And are you dumb enough to fall for this? And we got right here, modernity, government to conceal art that doesn't project the right historical narrative. Of course, more alternative history, inaccuracies, but it's fact. The expose, what organization expected 77% increase in cancer cases. The cause is anything but mRNA injections. Yeah, they want you to really fall for it. We are chained to follow the West declared as America crumbles before us, but there's hope. Of course. Survival news. Honey, amazing superfood with many health benefits. Great game, India. Now Argentina wants to join NATO. Why? Just news. You vote. Do you support defunding universities that have major problems with anti-Semitism? And it's funny, I see some of these signs, I see some of these bags go free Palestine with the communist fist. I'm a peasant, baby. Let's free Palestine with peasantry. Yeah, we will have the state own them all. Woo, more things change and more stays the same, right? Arizona State House repeals 1860s abortion ban, sending bill to Senate. West Virginia asked SCOTUS to take lower court rule banning states' transgenders in sport law. I say, hey, you got the 10th Amendment. End of story. And U.S. Nigeria begins negotiating to withdraw American troops. Pentagon. Democrat Representative Donald Payne dies at 65. Has a heart attack, which is a real shame. Reclaim the net. La Liga seeks charges against Google and Apple executives for not remotely removing apps from people's phones. Ooh, I like that. Tip Top Act as toxic cigarettes. That's the European Union. That's RT. And I'm just looking through. Involve FDA warns of bird flu in cows. Milk for public food supply. They probably use the whole, they're probably injecting other crap and make that as a substitute, right? And of course, Middle East Eye, Bahrain's investment corp teams up with China to invest $1 billion in golf in Asia. Yeah, they're going to get screwed later. Okay, and LifeSite. Bishop Joseph Strickland reacts to Pope Francis' leadership and Judas' betrayal. That's what happened when you have a globalist scumbag like him. Vatican. Rogue elements in the Vatican City is being exposed, too. So it's like it's all like coming out, folks. Transparency is coming out. The Cradle.co. Iranian president in Sri Lanka to launch hydropower mega project. And it's the sprouse through here. 100% fed up. Wheels fall off Boeing 737 during takeoff, forcing emergency landing again. New American. Fed to blame for economic pain as big banks win. Top economists. I've listened to the interview. That's Thomas J. DeLorenzo. I've seen him spoke at one event. Very good. And I've been getting his books too. So very well informed. You can go further too with bibliographies and all that. Zero Hedge, stubborn stakes and stubborn rates. Yeah, man. Oh, thank you. Fiat currency. Woo! And we see here, the end of the American dream. Which major city will completely collapse first? Los Angeles, Chicago, or New York City? Good question. Information liberation. Biden signs bill to give $95 billion to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Ban TikTok. And they say, too, there's a claim that, I think Marjorie Taylor Greene did an interview, that for the Israeli funding, is actually go to both Hamas and the Israeli government. Yep, say no to foreign aid, folks. Never trust the government, right? Let me see. Law enforcement today. Georgia fourth grader shown a video, a puppet show where dog is identified as a cat. Or brainwashing as usual, Jim Jones ideology. And the emperor has no clothes, the Yearly Reckoning. And we got here, Children's Health Defense. A dangerous vaccine for a nothing disease. U.S. stockpiling bird flu vaccines. And NTD, Trump named as unindicted co-conspirator in Michigan, fake electors case. Let me see. Ooh, American Greatness, Steve Mosher, Dan Prophet, Counterculture. Episode 36, and Human Events, Jack Posobiec and Richard Barris. Republicans are the voters sitting out elections. Leading UK child abuse prevention group accused of grooming children in gender ideology whistleblower. That book, Control, The Eyes of Dr. Moreau. Let me check this out. A son of the new revolution, France reportedly ups the ante in the war in Russia. Wow. Well, that's from censored.news. You can check it out. Good stuff. always praise Mike Adams for making all this information good. Wow, nice little rant for over 20 minutes. And I do apologize for the inconvenience. Haven't done a show in a while. So I'm just like, I gotta do one. See how my audience is listening. So, all right, I'm gonna be talking on that one segment. So stay tuned. All right, so the first thing I'm gonna be narrating here came from alt-market.us. Iran versus Israel. What happened next now that shots have been fired? Written by Brandon Smith. In October of 2023, in my article, It's a Trap, the Wave of Repercussions as the Middle East Fights the Last War, predicted that a multi-front war was about to develop between Israel and various Muslim nations, including Lebanon and Iran. I noted, Israel is going to pound Gaza into gravel. There's no doubt about that. A ground invasion will meet far more resistance than the Israelis seem to expect. But Israel controls the air and Gaza is a fixed target with limited territory. The problem for them is not the Palestinians, but the multiple war fronts that will open up if they do what I think they're about to do, attempt sanitization. Lebanon, Iran, and Syria will immediately engage, and Israel will not be able to fight them all. So far, both Lebanon and Iran have directly engaged Israeli military forces and civilian targets. Syrian militias are also declaring that they will once again start attacking U.S. military bases in the region. In my article, World War III is now invadable. Here, why it can't be avoided. Published on April 5th. I noted that. I warned that the war in Gaza would expand into a multi-front conflict that would probably include Iran. I also warned that it would be to Israel's benefit if Iran entered the war because this would eventually force the U.S. to become directly involved. To be sure, Iran has already been engaging in proxy attacks on Israel through Lebanon, but Israel's attack on the Iranian embassy or diplomatic station in Syria basically ensured that Iran will now directly commit to strikes on Israeli targets. Iran did indeed commit to a large-scale missile and drone-based attack on Israel, a situation which has had some curious consequences. Of course, U.S. naval forces aided Israel's Iron Dome in shooting down the majority of drones and missiles sent by Iran. However, even though there are several videos showing that some cruise missiles hit their targets, the Israelis have been reticent to admit that any damage was done. I suspect it because the cruise missiles struck military targets instead of civilian targets, and Israel doesn't want to release any information on what was hit. Iran's drones were likely meant to act as decoys for any air defense. They are much cheaper than missiles used by Israel and the U.S. to shoot them down. Whether or not these strikes had any real effect on Israeli offensive capabilities, we'll probably never know. What we know is that Israel's counterstrike was much smaller than most analysts expected. Does this mean that the tit for tat is over and both sides are going hands off? That would probably be the smart decision, but no. That's not what's happening here. Israel's limited response was likely due to lack of clarity on how much of the U.S. government under Biden is willing to participate in the war during an election year. What we will see in the next 6 months is steady escalation towards winter, followed by new bombardments with far more extensive destruction than we recently witnessed. In other words, spring is just the dress rehearsal for what will happen in winter. Here are the most probable scenarios as 2024 rolls forward. Airstrikes on Iran. I have little doubt that Israel will commit to extensive aerial strikes on Iran this year or very early in 2025. And we'll see very quickly if Russian air defense technology sold to the Iranians is effective or ineffective. Iran's drone program may be useful in helping to even the playing field against Israeli fighter jets, but then again, the technology gap could be extensive. The Israeli public position that will be that their strikes are focused on taking down any existing Iranian nuclear labs. There is no solid evidence that Iran has made much headway in developing nukes. They might have dirty bombs, but the notion of nukes is more than enough in terms of public relations and justification for the war. Iran blocks the Strait of Hormuz. The Strait of Hormuz, hope I pronounced that correctly, would be at the top of the list of primary targets for Iran. It is the narrowest point of access to the Persian Gulf and oversees the passage of around 25-30% of the world's total oil exports. Blocking it is relatively easy. All Iran has to do is sink a few tankers in the shallow waters or destroy enemy ships passing through, creating a barrier that will make transport of oil impossible. This would make naval operations for Israel or the U.S. more difficult. Clearing obstructions would take time and expose forces to Iranian artillery, which can be fired from up to 450 miles away. Once artillery is locked in on a narrow point or passage, nothing is going to get through. As we've seen in Ukraine, a blanket of artillery fire is essentially unstoppable. Anti-ship missiles wouldn't even be necessary and would probably prove less effective, unless they are hypersonic. Iran could also utilize a small fleet of diesel submarines to deploy naval mines in the strait. Once Hormuz is disrupted and global oil shipments slow down, the U.S. military will join the war if they haven't done so already. Israeli attacks lead to ground war with Iran and Lebanon. A ground war between Iran and Israel is inevitable. If the tit for tat continues, and much of it will be fought, at least in the beginning, in Lebanon and perhaps Syria. Iran has a mutual defense pact with both countries, and Lebanon is greatly a proxy for Iranian defense policy. Iran will have active troops or proxy forces in all of these regions, not to mention the Halis in Yemen, in Yemen, striking ships in the Red Sea. There are questions in terms of how Iraq will respond to this situation, but there is not a lot of love between the current government and Israel or the U.S. The Iraq government did not initially condemn the attack by Hamas against Israel on October 7th. It has voiced for support for the Palestinians in Gaza. It is unlikely that they would willingly allow to use their territory for projecting an offensive against Iran. The use of Saudi Arabian and Kuwaiti territory is possible for invasion if the U.S. gets involved, and the Persian Gulf would be the primary point of attack. Both the U.S. and Israel lack enough regional bases needed to project large-scale ground forces into Iran. Keep in mind that bases in Afghanistan are gone. Turkey is another staging ground for U.S. forces, but they certainly don't like Israel, meaning Turkey is going to be off limits. Like Iraq, I think it would be difficult to convince Turkey, a vocal defender of Gaza, to support an invasion force or exploit their border for operations. What about Pakistan? No, not a chance. It's important to remember that many of these nations have worked with the U.S. in the past, but they have angry populations to deal with. Support for an attack on Iran could lead to civil unrest at home. The war would mostly be fought by air and by sea, with U.S. and Israel seeking to dominate the Persian Gulf. A lot of ground fighting will be done in neighboring countries. A direct invasion of Iran would be an exhaustive affair with mountain terrain that must be reached by going through Allied territories. Can it be done? Yes. Could the U.S. and the Israel allies win? Yes, as long as the goal is destruction and not occupation. Would it be costly? Absolutely. Far too costly to be acceptable to the Western public these days, and a war that would require extensive military recruitment or a draft, which American in particular will not tolerate. And expect a case of people going to utilize that case, the United States versus Muhammad Ali. The draft is considered unconstitutional during the time of Vietnam. Gas prices skyrocket. Think gas prices are high now? Just wait until 25% of the world oil exports are locked out of the market for months at a time. We might see double the prices at the pump, perhaps even triple, and that's not counting the inflationary conditions already ongoing in the West. This would be a disaster for the economy as energy prices affect everything else. Costs on the shelf will climb right along with oil. That's what I always believe. Start domestic. We continue on drilling domestically. It won't be perfect, but it'll be better. Military draft and attacks on liberty activists. Below the surface, there are many benefits to expanding the war in the Middle East for the globalists. War can be blamed for the inflationary collapse they created. War can be used as an excuse to implement even more aggressive censorship standards in Europe and the U.S. The war can be used to create a military draft which will trigger a great unrest in the U.S. and some parts of the EU. War could invariably be used to rationalize martial law, and it could even be used to stall or disrupt elections. At the bottom, the war in Ukraine, the war in the Middle East, and many other regional wars that will probably erupt in the next few years have a cumulative effect that causes confusion and chaos. All that is needed is a short period of disarray and a lot of economic panic. The public may even forget who created the mess in the first place. Liberty activists caught in the middle of these events will take action to defend their freedoms, and I have no doubt they will be accused of aiding foreign enemies or working as agents of Russian, Iranians, etc. Here's the thing, folks, about the case of Muhammad Ali, the United States versus Muhammad Ali, for him being a draft dodger. 13th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, involuntary servitude, is illegal except for time of punishment. Russian involvement and world war. Given that NATO has seen fit to engage in a proxy war in Ukraine, it makes sense that Russia would return the favor and engage in a proxy war in Iran. Don't be surprised to see a lot of discussion in the media in the coming months about Russian advisors and Iran as well as Russian weaponry. Russia already has military bases in Syria and defense agreements with Iran. It would appear that the U.S. and allies are being set on a collision course with Russia that will lead to direct kinetic interactions. At this stage, World War will already be well underway. Russia and the U.S. may never actually try to strike each other's territory, and nuclear exchange makes little sense for anyone, especially the globalists who will lose their financial and surveillance empire in the blink of an eye. But they will be fighting each other in regional wars in multiple spots across the globe. It seems to me that this process has already been set in motion, and once the avalanche stops, it's very hard to stop. Well, well, well. One thing I know for sure, folks, who will benefit. This will be, you can say, if we tell to stop the war, you're going to have political figureheads, bobbleheads, that have global order ties, give up your sovereignty, including your sovereign nations, and we'll have a one world government to end this war. Unless allegedly, but expect it. I know Bill Cooper talked about that, and many others warned us what can happen. It's called steps. You gotta follow patterns and connect the dots. The people in the world, regardless if you're in Ukraine, United States, Russia, Israel, etc., don't want this war. A lot of folks out there are actually seeing the bigger picture. Even Benjamin Netanyahu is having a problem, as his approval ratings are hell in a handbasket. And this man is a habitual offender. He already created war crimes by locking down the nation and having folks take the jab or not get any benefits. So think about that. There had been a genocidal maniac before what's going on in Gaza. But people don't want to talk about that, but I do. And of course, the banksters want this. So when the nations don't pay their debts, they will be controlled. All hail to corporatism, the road to technocracy. Only thing I gotta say, friends, pay attention, denounce it, spread the message like fire. If the politicians want to go to war, throw their ass in the front line. I do support the Schumer Act, by the way, which isn't just being for Ukraine, but everywhere else. Imagine Chucky Schumer trying to go to war and going and all the other idiots. Idiots in that delusional clown world called DC. Imagine that. It would be hilarious. Throw their asses in the front line. Well, okay. I'm going to take a short break. Stay tuned. Next, I'm going to be reading from Armageddon Pross at Substack.com. It was written by Ben Barty. Came out today. Minor Attracted Persons. Advocacy NGO Lobbies to Revise DSM. LGBTQ Propaganda Roundup. Nip tucking the latest social engineering fisted from on high upon the American public. German state goes to work transing infants. This is from Via Redux. The German Parliament and Bundestag passed one of the world's most far-reaching sex self-determination policies on April 12th. Despite protests from women's rights campaigners, the Self-Determination Act, or SBGG, establishes gender identity as a protected characteristic and allows parents to change the sex maker of their children's documents from birth. Support by Chancellor Olaf Scholz, three-party coalition, and promoted and supported by the Socialist Democratic Party, the SBGG also creates the potential for citizens to be fined up to 10,000 euros, or approximately $10,800 US, for revealing a person's given name and birth sex without their permission. An action that trans activists staunchly oppose and refer to as dead naming. That's the name. Dead naming. Okay. But arguably the most troubling aspect of the law relates to a portion of the bill which permits parents to alter the recorded sex of children beginning from birth. From the age of 5 years old, it allows for name and sex changes if there is a mutual consent between the child and their parents. Sorry about that. I got a... just dumbfounded here. I'll continue on. According to the description of the bill of the Bundestag official website, the Self-Determination Act was designed to implement the core idea of the basic law, the protection of gender identity, by giving people the opportunity to change their gender entry and first name without discrimination. In addition to social justice ideology failing to comport with any semblance of objective reality, is also totally lacking in internal logical coherence based on its own tenets. Some might say the brutalization of logic is part of the point, so as to render any kind of rationality among its adherents impossible and therefore malleable blobs. These two things we're expected to believe are true at the same time. Children must be trusted to trans themselves, granted ultimate decision-making authority over their own gender identity. Parents and the state are now allowed to assign children alternative genders at birth, when the baby bestowed with this new identity has no power of speech or agency whatsoever. Talk about child abuse, huh? Mapping the MAPS plot from marginalization to normalization to protected legal status. A triangle web they weave indeed. Here's putting into proper perspectives one nefarious NGO's activities is a perfect microcosm of the LGBTQ++. Social engineering agenda in action. Via Redux, emphasis added. The co-founder and current head of Before You Act, Richard Kramer, who used pseudonym to conceal his identity, also has a long history of pro-pedophilia lobbying and has admitted to having sexual attraction to boys. Prior to his involvement with Before You Act, Kramer operated a website called a Male Homosexual Attraction to Minors Information Center, which advocates favorably for what Kramer describes as feelings for sexual attraction and some men have for underage boys. The website notes a previous symposium addressing the issue of removing gender identity disorder and the pedophilia from the DSM. Before You Act has campaigned for years to change ultimately eliminate the diagnostic and Statistical Manual for Mental Disorder, DSM, entry on pedophilia. During a 2011 symposium titled Pedophilia, Minor Attracted Persons, and the DSM Issues and Controversies, hosted by Before You Act, Kramer used results of anonymous surveys conducted with the participation of members of Before You Act in an attempt to establish that pedophilia is an innate identity that emerges in childhood. Before You Act also maintains a robust catalog of networks within major universities around the world. On its website, it lists institutions that have carried out research under its guidance or with this cooperation. Much of this research has nothing to do with ending the stigmatization of minors attracted persons. There's stuff that can relate to that. I'll continue on. From Before You Act self-description. Established in 2003, Before You Act is a 501c3 organization run in collaboration between mental health professionals and researchers and people who are attracted to minors. Before You Act helps mental health professionals and researchers learn more about attraction to minors and consider the effects of stereotyping, stigma, and fear. Hold on here. That way they can be informed before they interact with people who are attracted to minors, before they talk, write, or make public statements about minor attracted people. Yeah, my dog's trying to play with me here, but he knows I'm busy. We also work toward the day when minor attracted people can find mental health professionals they can trust, so that those in need will be able to find help developing ways of coping with their situation or society's attitudes about them, and learn to consider the effects of their actions on themselves and others before they react. Note the rhetorical pivot away from protecting children from predators in favor of combating stereotyping and the society's attitudes about pedophilia themselves. This is how the process. Undertaking concurrently in coordinated fashion in the governmental, cultural, or academic spheres works exactly in the same way that the work for transgenderism. Consider that this is a technocratic, top-down social engineering process that is no way contrary to claims to the contrary, an organic cultural evolution, but rather a cultural revolution. Pathologization, rewriting the clinical literature to declassify it as a disorder. Destigmatization, normalization, celebration, mandated tolerance by law, and enforced legal accommodation. Mind control at its best. Saying if we call us out, they will label us as attractive minor phobes, right? Yeah. But it's okay to violate the laws of human nature, regardless of your belief system. Many people from different creeds condemn violating children's space, harming them by any ways. It doesn't matter if you're a Christian, Jew, Muslim, even a Levian Satanist, etc. Denounce it. Yeah, I do read a lot of these things too, so it's not just some makeup rhetoric from some bobbleheads I learned from. I actually read these books and make my own judgment. I condemn this big time. Attracted to minors. That's very blasphemous, as far as I'm concerned. There's people who made their error and take responsibility for their actions and better themselves. Yeah. And then it may not be perfect. And the whole thing is, how I see things, it's a lot different from others. Don't fall for the hype, folks. Give these maggots the big middle finger. If they try to violate your children, parents have the duty of defending them and use force if necessary. If others get offended by it, deal with it. All right. One more segment after this, so stay tuned. Do one last article. Actually came out a few days ago, to be exact. I found this on Technocracy News. It's from preppergroup.home.blog. And this one's entitled, 72 Type of Americans That Are Considered Potential Terrorists. In official government documents, you can now be considered a potential terrorist just because of your religious and political beliefs. This is by Milan Adams. Are you a conservative, libertarian, or a Christian or gun owner? Are you opposed to abortion, globalism, communism, illegal immigration, the United Nations, or the New World Order? Do you believe in conspiracy theories? Do you believe that we are living in the end times? If you answered yes on those questions, you're a potential terrorist, according to official U.S. government documents. Interesting. And never mind that. At one term, the terrorist was used very narrowly. The official definition of a terrorist is the use of threat or force with the intention of achieving a political goal. That makes it clear what sort of people are covered, and for decades it worked well. The government applied the label terrorist to people like Osama bin Laden and other Islamic jihadists. While the Obama administration removed all references to Islam from terror training materials, and instead the term terrorist was applied to a large group of American citizens. And the funny thing about that, folks, this actually happened before Obama became president. Barry Satoru, the bend over Bob to New World Order that he is. I'll continue. And if you are a terrorist, that means you have no rights and the government can treat you like the rat, like it treats the terrorists that were being held in Guantanamo Bay. So if you belong to a group of people that is now being referred to as potential terrorists, please don't take it as a joke. The first step to persecuting any group of people is to demonize them. And right now, large groups of peaceful law-abiding citizens are being ruthlessly demonized. And it says right here, today I'd like to share you with this, let me see here. Important below, okay, this is more like your video thing, right? Yeah, more like a video thing. I'll omit that. Boop. I will carry on. Sorry, folks. Below is a list of 72 types of Americans that are considered to be extremists and potential terrorists in official U.S. documents. One, those talk about individual liberties. Two, those advocate for states' rights. Three, those that want to make a world a better place. Four, the colonists who sought to free themselves from British rule. Five, those who are interested in defeating the communists. Six, those that believe that the interests of one's own nation are separate from the interests of other nations or the common interests of all nations. Seven, anyone that holds a political ideology that considers the state to be unnecessary, harmful, or undesirable. 8. Anyone that possesses an intolerance towards other religions. 9. Those that take action to fight against exploitation of the environment and or animals. 10. Anti-gay. 11. Anti-immigrant. 12. Anti-Muslim. 13. The Patriot Movement. 14. Opposition to equal rights for gays and lesbians. 15. Members of the Family Research Council. 16. Members of the American Family Association. 17. Those that believe that Mexico and Canada and the United States are secretly planning to merge into European Union-like entity that will be known as the North American Union. Yep, Club of Rome, folks. 18. Members of the American Border Patrol and America Patrol. 18. Members of the Federation for American Immigration Reform. Yeah, 18, 19. Sorry about that. 20. Members of the Tennessee Freedom Coalition. 21. Members of the Christian Action Network. 22. Anyone that is opposed to the New World Order. 23. Anyone that's engaged in conspiracy theorizing. 24. Anyone that is opposed to Agenda 21. 25. Anyone that is concerned about FEMA camps. 26. Anyone that fears impending gun control or weapons confiscation. 27. The militia movement. 28, the Sovereign Citizen Movement. 29, those that don't think they should have to pay taxes. 30, anyone that complains about bias. 31, anyone that believes in government conspiracies to point a paranoia. 32, anyone that is frustrated with mainstream ideologies. 33, anyone that visits extremist websites and blogs. 34, anyone that establishes website, blog, or displays extremist views. 35, anyone that attends rallies for extremist causes. 36, anyone that exhibits extreme religious intolerance. 37, anyone that is personally connected with the grievance. 38, anyone that suddenly acquires weapons. 39, Anyone that organizes protests inspired by extremist ideology, 40. Militia or unorganized militia, 41. General right-wing extremist, 42. Citizens that have bumper stickers that are patriotic or anti-UN, 43. Those that refer to an army of God, 44. Those that are fiercely nationalistic as opposed to universal and international in orientation. 45. Those that are anti-global. 46. Those that are suspicious of centralized federal authority. 47. Those that are reverent of individual liberty. 48. Those that believe in conspiracy theories. 49. Those that have a belief that one's personal and or national way of life is under attack. 50. Those that possess a belief in the need to be prepared for an attack either by participating in paramilitary preparations and training or survivalism. 51. Those that would impose strict religious tenets or laws on society, fundamentalists. 52. Those that would insert religion into the political sphere. 53. Anyone that would seek to politicize religion. 54. Those that have supported political movements for autonomy. 55. Anyone that's anti-abortion. 56. Anyone that's anti-Catholic. 57. Anyone that's anti-nuclear. 58. Right-wing extremist. 59. Returning veterans. 60, those about illegal immigration. 61, those that believe in the right to bear arms. 62, anyone that is engaged in ammunition stockpiling. 63, anyone that exhibits fear of communist regimes. 64, any abortion activists. 65, those that are against illegal immigration. 66, those that talk about the New World Order in a derogatory manner. 67, those that have a negative view of the United Nations. 68, those that are opposed to the collection of federal income taxes. 69, those that support former presidential candidates Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, or Bob Barr. 70, those that display the Gadsden flag, don't tread on me. 71, those that believe in end time prophecies. 72, evangelical Christians. The groups of people in the list are considered problems that need to be dealt with. In some of the documents referenced above, members of the military are specifically warned not to have anything to do with such groups. We are moving into a very dangerous time in American history. You can now be considered a potential terrorist just because of your religious or political beliefs. Free speech is becoming a thing of the past, and we are rapidly becoming an Orwellian society. That is an exact opposite of what our founding fathers intended. Yep. But remember this, folks. We've always been born with those rights. We call it natural rights. Don't get mad. Don't get angry. Don't live in fear. But be inspired not to be like those maggots that want to rule over you. The war on terror has always been against its people. And I've been saying that since October 18th, 2001, after hearing Jorge's State of the Union address. You're with us or you're with the terrorist. It means trust us or else. Well, he can go F himself. It's like the rest of his cohort scumbag clan, bloodline, and beyond. Obama, Joe Biden are part of the Bushite clan. If you're offended by that, so what? Those are the facts. Observe responsibly. I remember reading booklets on that from Homeland Security on extreme terrorism. So I knew about this like 2009, I would say. Yeah, well, 2008, 2009 when I read about it. A lot of people were pissed about it too. And now it's being implement it little by little. Call polarization, folks, under the 10 steps of genocide from genocidewatch.com. Support your natural rights. Support 10th Amendment actions and the anti-commandeering doctrine. This is more like the Alien Seditions Act 10.0. And that's why a lot of these illegal immigrants are coming in. Don't be surprised if the federal government will give them a deal about, we recruit you, you become citizens. They'll become the bone fetchers. Hopefully many of them will tell them where to go to. We have to wait and see. Always remain vigilant. That's the key to liberty. A paraphrase from Thomas Jefferson. What's your intake on this? I would love to hear from you. That will be it. I thank everyone for listening. Plus, feel free to download and share throughout your social media networks. If you have any questions, comments, if you say something that's interesting, whatever you do, please use decorum. You can go to ll3.podcast.proton.me. Plus, I'll leave all the footnotes on the article on this page. All the footnotes on this episode. Forgive me. And that's all. Once again, thank you for your time. Plus, always remember that the demoniac resistance is healthy for the soul and can liberate humanity. And plus, if you want to support these other folks I addressed, that'd be great. Take care of yourselves. Keep on spreading the love. And may your guardian spirits be with you.